Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they've had a congressional hearing that gives us a clear indicator of what their Domestic Terrorism Prevention Board is going to do, which will call for, of course, literal book burning and censorship of the Internet for ideas that could lead someone to commit a terrorist act, which, under the new Patriot Act definition, Section 802, is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. Everything is terrorism. Very tyrannical system that they are setting up. Well, we got a good view of that yesterday, and we have the C-SPAN clip coming up where in testimony before Congress, they are saying that 9/11 truth, anyone that questions 9/11, including architects and engineers for 9/11, big mainline groups, are terrorist disinformation groups. Now, this is absolutely, totally desperate activities on their part. We are the people exposing government-sponsored terror that's been declassified more than 200 times in U.S. history, not to mention hundreds of times in other nations. This is a fact that this has gone on in the past. You could debate 9/11, but as Robert Baer, the one of the most highly decorated and famous CIA case officers, as high level as you can get in the actual field, actual James Bond type, saying all the evidence points towards 9/11 being an inside job. And we've got so many other prominent people saying the same thing. So how do they counter that? They come out and they say, well, you're terrorist. And the State Department says depleted uranium isn't bad for you, and that's evil terrorism. I mean, this is getting just over-the-top crazy. So we'll be covering that today. Also, Lou Dobbs got protested as they screamed racist, racist. He was too classy to point out that his wife is Hispanic. He's not against Hispanics, folks. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of Latin Americans who are trying to come into this country. They are the largest group, so we talk about them all the time. Driving down the wages, sucking the welfare system dry. The state governments are on the verge of bankruptcy. So is the federal government. When Europeans came into the U.S., they tested them for different diseases like tuberculosis, meningitis. That's not even done now either. And these Latin American groups have lost a bunch of wars with the U.S., and they uniformly hate the U.S., and we have thousands of examples of Spanish television, speaking television radio, talking about how they're going to overthrow the U.S. and billboards saying L.A. is Mexico and ha, 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 we're going to run a La Reconquista and we're going to run the plan of San Diego. And I go look it up and it's a plan to kill all whites, 16 and older. And I go, hey, that's not good. And the Texas Civil Rights Review says, well, the plan of San Diego does call for killing all the whites, 16 and older, but, you know, Hispanics are downtrodden. It's okay to talk about killing all whites. I mean, I'm here with a mass of people, a large percentage of which are talking about killing all whites, overrunning the U.S. and overthrowing the country, and me and Lou Dobbs and others talk about it, and we're evil. No, over. We're not going to be politically correct anymore. We're not guilted. We haven't done anything wrong. We want to be left alone. But the federal government and the New World Order are pushing 90 to nothing to set all of this up, to set up this system. And we're not going along with it anymore. It's really that simple. And by the way, the majority of Hispanics in major polls don't like what's happening either. The media keeps phrasing it as if it's Hispanics against whites and blacks, trying to make it racial. So we're going to get into that, too. More on the economy, more on Ron Paul. Big news, ladies and gentlemen. Just there is so much of it today. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net are just some of the websites. We'll be right back. Don't forget the news site, TruthNews.us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by our world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involves eating a lot of food. But here's an alarming fact. Some of the food that you had days ago can still be sitting inside your body. It can make you feel tired. It can even cause you to look and feel bloated. You need to get rid of it. Here's a free New Year's resolution for you. Try the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body. What does this mean? It means you stay regular. It means that you get rid of all the stuff that's just sitting inside your system weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the food you eat, and you feel, simply put, incredible. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Simon Wiesenthal Center presents 911 sites alongside radical jihadist sites to house hearing on terrorism and the internet. On Tuesday, November 6, 2007, a House Homeland Security subcommittee had a hearing on terrorism and the internet. The hearing featured presentations from several groups, including the RAND Corporation and Mark Wiseman of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. The hearing was chaired by Democratic Representative Jane Harman, a ranking Republican Representative Dave Retchert. Now, this goes on for hours, and we've been trying to watch most of it this morning. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net right now. And literally, they'll just be talking about Al-Qaeda and terrorist attacks and Al-Qaeda recruiting on the internet. And then they'll just suddenly talk about 9/11 truth and websites saying the government did it. And they just mix it together. And they talk about Adam Gadon, the grandson of the head of the ADL, who suddenly converted to Islam and then puts out these Al-Qaeda tapes that the Intel Center uploads, and then Wired Magazine computer experts have looked at it and said they're affixing the Al-Qaeda logo at the same time it's being uploaded with the logo of the Intel Center. And he says exactly what Bush needs, exactly what the neocons need, exactly when they say it. I mean, there's no doubt the guy's in a Hollywood studio somewhere. This is such a sick joke, my friends. But that's not even the issue. The issue is they then just in the middle of talking about disinformation and terrorism and terrorist recruiting, they talk about 9/11 truth. This is so amazing. Toward the end of the hearing, Witzman rolls out a PowerPoint presentation that presents a few 9/11 truth sites switched in between websites that offer training in terrorist tactics. John, I know you've got hours of it, but it says it's the key parts 43N. Try to find that part where he's doing PowerPoint, or maybe go back to the video to find it. Because I want to play that specifically. We're trying to wade through all this. There's so much propaganda. A website that glorifies the attack of 9/11. Now, did you hear that? They mix 9/11 truth sites in between sites of terrorist training and terror tactics. The guys running around with machine guns and, you know, those supposed Al-Qaeda videos with the CIA guys dressed up. And a website that glorifies the attacks on 9/11. Look at these people glorifying the attacks and training terrorists and saying the government did it. Well, that's an oxymoron right there. If the terrorists are glorifying the attacks and Al-Qaeda really did it out of caves, then why are they also saying the government did it? See? And Paul Watson's doing an article on this, an extended article on this today. This is a good article the 9/11 blogger put together, and we commend him. Going back to 3 weeks ago, the clear talking points of all these national radio hosts and TV hosts, Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly and others, saying we're dangerous groups. 9/11 group is dangerous anarchist, dangerous terrorist, McVeigh's. No, we are nonviolent groups exposing that the state either calls innocent people terrorists to go after them or stages terror attacks or provocateurs terror attacks and or provocateurs police dressed up like anarchists to then attack police so the police can attack peaceful protesters. Another form of agent provocateur, false flag, inside job, staged event, now mainstream news in Canada a few months ago during the North American Union SPP summit. I mean, how many times do we have to catch you over and over again? And listen, the jig's up. The public is now learning about this. Toward the end of the hearing, Witzman rolls out a PowerPoint presentation that presents, I want to try to get that Witzman guy on here and let him say all this stuff here on air, presents a few 9/11 truth sites sandwiched in between websites that offer training and terrorist tactics and a website that glorified the attacks of 9/11. Among the websites presented under the heading Internet, Incubator of 9/11 Conspiracies and Disinformation, are architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Because they're traveling the country and all these engineers and even NIST has come out and said, yeah, bombs could have done it. And other sites such as Killtown, who brought this to our attention. Now, we wouldn't want anybody getting the strong idea here. The 9/11 blogger are opposed to any all terrorist activities, including state-sponsored terrorism. Don't care who the state is either. It's all bad. Californians is Harmon is your representatives. Please set her straight. So again, Californians who are listening, if this particular representative who's saying all this is your representatives, please set her straight. Washington State is Reichert's, and if he is your critter, don't let him put out this type of propaganda without any static. C-SPAN has been more than fair to 9/11 skeptics. Last year, they broadcast Alex Jones' American Scholar Symposium. In 2005, they broadcast, or transmitted, I would say, David Ray Griffin, and they will probably listen to feedback regarding this broadcast. Absolutely, we need to be able to get on there immediately on Washington Journal or one of the shows and talk about how outrageous this is. This is incredible. Not only is the government trying to go after the Second Amendment right now, the First Amendment and free speech, the Fourth Amendment and privacy, the intelligence czar over the U.S. with the NSA says there's no more privacy, there's no more Fourth Amendment. I mean, they're just showing us who they are right now. They are launching unmitigated open assaults on everyone right now. So, again, you can go to 9/11 Blogger, you can go to Infowars.net, you can click over to the stream if you want to watch it. View the video stream here. The pertinent section begins at 43:31 mark, but I recommend watching the entire program because there's so much information in this broadcast, it's hard to know where to begin unraveling. I agree. I mean, it's just wall to wall. It's called the Homeland Security Intelligence Information Sharing and Terrorism Risk Assessment. Please ask the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Mark Witzman in particular, to stop integrating terrorist violence with 9/11 truth, and even though he was not extended the courtesy to us, be polite. Well, this is absolute, total, complete, crashing in flames desperation. Kermit Roosevelt, CIA section-chief commander, in 1999, right before he died, wrote a best-selling book. He died in 2000, and he went on NPR, rebroadcast in 2003. I heard it. That's when I went and found out he'd already done it in 99. There's so many government-sponsored terror events, I can't even cover them all or even know about them all. There's hundreds we know of. Went in and staged terror attacks, blowing up mosques, machine-gunning crowds, handing out thousands of handbills with a 12-man team saying that Mohammed Mossadegh had done it and that he wanted to down with Allah and up with communism. Totally made up. They cut his cabinet's heads off, put him on house arrest for the rest of his life. Declassified, Kermit Roosevelt bragging about it and talking about it openly. Robert Baer, again, one of the most famous living field operatives, commanders. Movie Syriana is the true story about him. Has gone public in multiple text interviews and radio interviews saying all the evidence, quote, points towards an inside job. That's a quote. Robert Baer. It's over. Do you understand? Do you understand how many engineers and how many scientists? Do you understand the vast majority of the 9/11 victims' families believe it's an inside job? We've interviewed them. The major national organizations' heads, like Bill Doyle and others, have gone out to demonstrations, have said it's an inside job. And the media tries to cover this up. You're not going to be able to cover this up forever. You called us conspiracy theorists because we could read the San Diego Herald Tribune from 1964 when captains of ships came back and told the media it was staged, our ships weren't attacked. By the time it hit other parts of the national news, it was called a conspiracy theory. And then 40-plus years later, in 2005, 41 years later, it was declassified. It was declassified that the whole event was staged, and the audio tapes of LBJ from his ranch outside Austin to the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, thousands of hours were released, and we played over 30 minutes on this show of them having conversations about staging it and how they were going to stage a press conference that next day about it. Do you understand? We have Operation Northwoods. The public, declassified, U.S. Pentagon green-lighted operation they wanted to go live with, not some battle plan or scenario. They tried to green-light staging terror attacks, bombing D.C., bombing Miami, hijacking jets by remote control, crashing them, claiming terrorists did it to start World War III. Okay, we now know it's been in the news that Bush wanted to get a U.S. aircraft flying low, painted up like a U.N. plane, shot down the White House memos. We know they staged WMDs and fake Niger yellow cake uranium documents. We know with the Jane's Weapons Quarterly documents that the military uses, they went right to the facility that had the 8 British-sold dirigible pumps, the trucks that fill the dirigibles that Saddam used in the Iran-Iraq war for artillery targeting with cameras mounted on them. They went right to them knowing what they were and called them anthrax trucks. This is the same crowd that had the head of a PR firm's daughter get up before Congress and say that Saddam was throwing babies out of incubators. Totally made up. This is the same criminal group that told Saddam, their boy, to attack Iran and then told him to go ahead and attack Kuwait. On the record. Hundreds and hundreds of examples of this, and I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of you killing us and thinking we're just going to go along with it. So the fact that you've got Glenn Beck and the rest of them, Bill O'Reilly coming out saying we're terrorists, this is the talking point now. They want to try to ban our free speech because they are deathly afraid of the murders they've committed, of what they've done, and that you are finding out. Listen, murderers, you're the one killing us. You can't blame us for fighting back against you. We don't have a choice. You don't give quarter.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. We have to redouble and then redouble again our efforts for 9/11 truth.
I am still alive.
The fact that they would have scores of national talk show hosts in unison starting 3 weeks ago start saying that McVeighs come from our groups, that we're terrorists, that we're evil, that we're dangerous. These are all quotes that we're anarchists. to then have the government come out and say, we need to restrict dangerous internet speech that could influence people to become violent and say violent things. Pre-crime. Frontal assault on the First Amendment. Then they create the new office in the Congress, to the Office of Domestic Terrorism Prevention. And we were all holding our breath saying, watch, it's going to be 9/11 truth. Watch, it's they're having subcommittee hearings on it. Watch, people said, oh, they're not going to talk about you, you kooks. You know, the neocons out there on the web. And sure enough, what is it? Who do they attack? Sure enough, they come out and they talk about neo-Nazis. And again, you take their free speech, we all lose ours. They come out and they mix us in with white supremacists, with quote, Al-Qaeda groups recruiting, and then say, oh, and 9/11 architects and engineers and websites, oh, they're with the terrorists. They're helping the terrorists. How dumb do you think the public is? We're the ones exposing that you are staging the terrorists, the people running our government, that you are the people funding and shepherding and operating and pulling the strings on these marionettes. It is more important than ever. I want every one of you out there listening to commit to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I want every one of you to commit right now to go there and to get Loose Change Final Cut, to buy the DVD, to give it to people this Christmas. It's such an incredible new film that you get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and that you get it out to everybody so they can understand the overall arching global plan and what they want once their world government is set up. By the way, Endgame goes on sale today at Amazon.com, discounted for $14. Now, folks, the most I make off these is $1.50, and some of them I make like 50 cents off of, depending on what discount they give. Again, this is not about the money. I am a long way away from even making the money back on Endgame. I put these out so that you can have the information so we can expand what we're doing and get better and more web people like Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson and everybody. But I'm telling you, I want to drive this to number one on Amazon. And if you'll all go buy copies, do your Christmas shopping today. Do it early. Go buy Endgame's Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We have links on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now where you can link right over to Amazon.com. And again, I lose a lot of money doing this because when I sell them, we make all the profit. You know, make 10 bucks instead of a dollar. But I don't care. I want to drive it to number one because Amazon is the main indicator that bookstores and video stores, they use several in a formula, but it's the number one indicator for how they stock videos. Nationwide today, from Virgin to Barnes & Noble to Borders, there are one or two copies of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement at all those stores. But you, those sell, and then last year, because we sent it up to number 8 on Amazon, they reordered 3 or 4 times, and more people who had never run into the truth, never, were trying to break into the market in the info war. Help me now, please. I'm making a sacrifice. You can make a sacrifice. Go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. And again, Amazon demands like 60% off when we sell these to them, so 60% off 14. We're talking about like, I don't know, what is that? $6 is what my distributor sells them to, and then I get about 15% of that. Again, so it's 15% of 6. I don't know, do the math. The point is I'm doing that literally just to get the information in the stores, in the video stores. Please, please go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and link through to Amazon.com and buy copies. Let's send it to number one right now. Let's do it today. Put it out on MySpace. Put it out everywhere, folks. Help me do this like we did last year. But instead of just going to number 8, let's, of all the videos, we were already number 1 in pre-orders on their documentaries. Let's go to number 1 today. They want to censor us. They want to block us. They're calling us terrorists now, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
I hurt myself today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? Sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all. My empire of dirt, I will let you.
I'm going to get back into the government saying we're terrorists if we question the official story. We need to be censored, need to be controlled. A desperate action. I wear this crown. and a lot of important information on Ron Paul. Big developments there. There is so much today. We also have a huge guest coming up in the next hour, Norman Baker, ladies and gentlemen. He's the one exposing the fact that they killed Dr. David Kelly. He's the member of parliament sending shockwaves across the nation. Very hard interview to get. That's coming up in the next hour from England. And he is the member of parliament from Leaves. But since I heard that Johnny Cash song, I want to say something about that. You can have it all. You can have my empire of dirt. I will let you in. I will let you down. You know, everybody builds me up, and I really am beginning to realize just how many people I've reached worldwide. I mean, I can be in England. I can be in Canada. When I was in New York, I could be in some little side restaurant at 10 o'clock at night eating, and half the people would come up to me. I can be in L.A., and the same thing happens now. And I'm just one little person, and I realize what an incredible responsibility I have. And everybody analyzes the tiniest minutia of what I say or what I do. Well, I'll let you in, but I'll let you down, like Johnny Cash was saying. I'm just a human being. I got black circles around my eyes and a pot belly. I'm not your hero, folks. I'm just somebody that sees clearly what's going on and is dedicated to this fight and works tirelessly. Yeah, I went home early last night, 10:30. But I work hard. I made a lot of sacrifices. But I only do it because I realize how serious the threat is, and I passed the point of no return a long time ago. I don't have time to be afraid of the New World Order coming to kill me or coming to imprison me or coming to set me up. And I can see the path where all this leads. Believe me, I know where it goes. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to even worry about what they might do to my family because I'm committed to this and these murderers have to be brought to justice. And, you know, everybody that I love goes away in the end. Absolutely. You know, I love my family so much. My family are the best people in my life. They're the people that love me. They're the people that care for me. They're the people that have always been there for me. I think about my grandfathers who I love so much who died and how much I miss them. And there's no way to turn off the grief I have years later after their deaths. My grandmother, who I love so much, and who I think about almost every morning when I wake up, I think about the people I've lost. And that's what life is really all about. And then I think about all the supposed friends I've had throughout my life. I always judge the world by who I was. I always judge the world by how I saw the world and the things I did. And I've been shocked by this world, not just by the wickedness of the New World Order, but just how wicked and grievous and sneaky and backstabbing people are across the board. People who've worked for me, people I've worked with, the things I've seen, and they always do it in a self-righteous way. That's why if you've got friends and you've got family and you've got people you know and people that you can trust, that is worth more, as I said once, than all the gold in the hills. That is true treasure. That is true value. And your liberty and your freedom and the knowledge you have and the time you have on this earth, that is true capital. You know, in years past, I tried to have all the other Patriot talk show hosts on my show. I tried to promote everybody else, and I never realized that I was detested for that. I was hated all the way along for that, for being an open, good person. You know, when I was a child, I didn't try to jerk the toy away from the other kid. I just wanted to play with him. And growing up, I was somebody who never started the fight, but I was always the person that finished it. And I just see myself as an average person, but I see the mutation of our society. I see what they've turned people into. I see not just out in the world or in the government, but in my own daily life, the things I've witnessed. And I literally crave honor. I crave decent people who want to work together. I crave individuals who aren't always angling to screw someone. And then self-righteously doing it and you know, angry at me because I've been successful. Successful, by the way, going down a very dark and dangerous road. You see, I've got my head screwed on straight. I know what road we travel. I know that we've got to put out the maximum effort against the New World Order and not infight and not ninny and not do all those other things. I realize that the time is very short and the enemy knows that and they're moving against us. You know, there's all these people that think that if they just had some super success in life, they would be happy. And I assure you, you will not ever be happy with that. You will not be happy until you are a good, decent, loving person. And until you exercise out of you all of the incredibly corrupt worldliness. You know, I never realized that envy and jealousy and enmity and craven lust ran the world, and now I realize it. Growing up, I really didn't ever have envy or jealousy. I didn't understand why people acted the way they acted in school, why they acted the way they did in college, why people did the things they did. And now I know. Now I've learned what drives the world. And we've got a bunch of selfish, inbred, totally wicked people with unlimited capital running our society. And they're telling us in speeches that there's no more Fourth Amendment and no more privacy. And we're going to watch, track, and trace everything you do, everywhere you go. And they say, we're going to take your Second Amendment. And they say, we're going to get rid of your borders. And we're going to destroy your dollar. And we're going to do it all. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And you're going to like it. Well, I don't like it. And I'm not going to take it. You take the evil you see in your everyday life and the people that are around you, the people at work. And you take that and you magnify it 1,000 times, and you start to get a picture. You start to get a window into the New World Order's mindset, and then you realize we are in deep trouble indeed. I have stories here today. We're coast to coast. I've been talking about this for 10 years, but it's really never been in the news that much until now, where they put cameras in the bathrooms at the schools, where they put cameras in all the classrooms, where they put cameras and microphones in the playground, where they wait for a child to say one cuss word or push somebody down or do one thing wrong and they're arrested. The public schools have been turned into induction centers, huge cattle pens and squeeze chutes directing our young people into the New World Order prison industrial complex. The government has 180,000 full-time mercs, another 100+ thousand part-time mercs. They're openly hiring mercs. They're openly telling us torture's good. They're openly telling us preemptive war is good. They're openly pushing every disease of evil, every sin, every vice, until we are literally swimming in an ether, a dark sea of detritus. And I say it again, you can have it all, my empire of dirt. This is an empire of dirt. And Madison Avenue's baubles and vapors that they got you running after in a hall of mirrors will never give you satisfaction until you become honorable, until you look at yourselves and admit just how greedy and envious and avarice-filled you really are. And I'm talking to people in our own movement. The Norman Baker time got messed up. Can we take him now?
Yeah, they got the time. I told them 6 o'clock.
Yeah, they got their time zone. How long is he going to be on with us for?
Well, they're telling me he can only do a short segment, so I'm going to call him now. And
let's just cancel it.
I'm going to reschedule.
Yeah, just cancel it. I don't, you know, they got the time. I don't even care, yeah. It doesn't matter. We already know they killed Kelly. The police walked up, and there was 5 guys in black uniforms running off from the body. But, I mean, I'd be happy to have him on, but if the time zone screwed up, just there's no point in doing a 5-minute interview. I know he's a member of Parliament and all, but, I mean, how long does he think he wants to come on?
I think it was like 30 minutes.
30 minutes now?
Well,
they're wanting to cut that short.
Well, 15 now, I think.
Now, get a commitment or not. If not, tell John and we'll call him and get him on. Stuff moves fast here and fluid, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, everybody needs a serious attitude adjustment in society. I think half the people I know right now have cancer. I'm talking about young people. 20-year-old women, 25-year-old women, 30-year-old men. We're bathed in cell tower and cell phone radiation, and there's poisons in our water and food by design, not to mention all the stuff that just gets in there because they don't care. We have an elite that openly say they want to kill us, and then some reviewer writing a big review for a big publication came out and said, oh, Endgame's all made up. He's crazy. He says the elite want to kill us and that our government hired thousands of Nazis and that there's a plan to do this and that. Everything he's stating is publicly available information, but you're still in denial. Our little lives, our little world is on the edge of massive change. You think all the change you've already seen is a big deal? It literally is the tip of the iceberg. And I've got all this news in front of me. I mean, we already knew this, and I knew about the science of polls, and I dropped the ball and haven't even really explained it. I've explained certain facets to it, but I got a big article here about Ron Paul. Opinion polls skewed to marginalize Ron Paul. And when they call about other presidential candidates, they get right to it at short and sweet. But when they ask about Ron Paul at the end of the long survey, first they ask about how you cook rice, what sexual positions you like, dozens of other questions that they know will make you. In fact, we've gotten copies of the Zogby poll. It's up on the story's opinion poll skewed to marginalize Ron Paul. Since we wrote it, folks have posted the actual poll that they got. That's in the dig section. But they do that so you'll end up hanging up on the poll before you ever get to Ron Paul. That's one of the tricks they play. And they also have key demographic numbers they've called before, key areas in certain cities across the U.S. where they know the type of people on average that live there and what numbers they'll get. It's a rigged game. And then so many other libertarians and conservatives say, well, I won't vote for Ron Paul because he doesn't have a chance to win. I mean, they just put that in your head. Hey, a vote for Hillary or a vote for any other Republican is a fraud. I mean, Giuliani or Hillary? Both of them Fox News backed and funded. I mean, and how do conservatives square with that? Like the clip we played of Sean Hannity being confronted yesterday about it, about how Murdoch's been strategizing for 5 years and meeting with her every week for 5 years and secretly fundraising for her and now publicly fundraising for her. Fox has given more money to her than they've given any Republican. And we're supposed to just buy into all of that. And how do liberals see that? The evil Fox News behind Hillary. And then that's a shill itself because the presidential election compared to county, city, state, those are much more important. That's where we could actually have a stopgap and block these people. Let me get into this article and then we're going to get more into them saying 9/11 truthers are terrorists. Opinion polls skewed to marginalize Ron Paul. Choosing Texas congressman led to bizarre questions about sexual positions and cooking rice. Even admitted practices of pollsters artificially deflate Paul's real support. Important article we did yesterday for PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you go find it and get it out to people. Presidential candidate Ron Paul has broken fundraising records, consistently trounces the opposition in phone-in and internet polls, and the Texas congressman always performs well at straw polls. Yet, this is the reason for the meager support in national opinion polls due to a deliberate effort to skew the results. A reader tells us that he recently signed up with Zogby, and Zogby's confirmed this, to take part in a national opinion poll in 2008 presidential election. Upon confirming Ron Paul as his pick, they find out first. See, there's different ways of doing this. The poll branched out into a myriad of bizarre and intrusive questions that would put most off completing the process. See, Paul needs to fund a Zogby poll. Yeah. That's it. Let's just come up with the poll. I'll just pay the money to Zogby. We'll do it. In fact, I want that implemented. I don't want this to just not happen. We said we were going to make him a TV ad. And we said we were going to have a contest for $2,000 here in the office last week for whoever could make Ron Paul the best TV ad on YouTube and Google. That's, you know it. December 1st is the cutoff date. You've got, I don't know, 17 days or something. $2,000 prize to the best one. It'll be up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com by the end of the day. There, I'm launching it on air. And yes, I'm going to fund a Zogby poll. A presidential Zogby poll, and I'll just have them form the poll fairly, and I'm not going to say, oh, I want this so Paul wins. I want you to give the 7 top Republican candidates and ask people who they're going to be voting for president, or who they're thinking most likely that they would, or who they support the most. We could have a couple questions. Who do you support most? Who would you like to see being the presidential nominee on the Republican ticket, and list their names? We won't even list Ron Paul first. We'll list him third to make a quote fair. That's it. I'm funding it. Find out. I want to call Zogby right now. I guess I have to do everything. Because, frankly, the TV ads they're running are just not very good. Let me just tell you that in New Hampshire. And we'll see what Zogby does. Maybe we'll fund two polls to see what happens. I mean, why doesn't his campaign think of stuff like this? Like, we came up on air with the guy that thought up the original idea, Mr. Lyman, to raise $10 million on the 16th and 17th on Bella Rye today and then Boston Tea Party day after that. And I think it'll happen. But, I mean, let's just take action, ladies and gentlemen. That's after the battle. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidusia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Oh, would you turn away too? Asking what if you saw all of the things that's wrong?
So how does Zogby scam and the other poll scams work? Is they ask, who are you planning to vote for?
on the government.
Like, but then they rigged the poll where the poll isn't seen as completed, and where your vote for Ron Paul in the poll is thrown out if you don't complete the 30, 40 questions that come after it about, okay, you're for Ron Paul. Now tell me, how do you cook rice? Do you boil it, or do you use a rice cooker or a pan? We have all these questions. We need to add those to the story. And they say, oh, or what sexual position do you like? Well, most people, when somebody asks them, what sexual position do you like, you say no. You say, I'm done talking to you, you pervert. See, that's why Ron Paul isn't in these polls. They have other ways of doing it, too. They call people on landlines, key demographics. I mean, here it is. Here they are. They have IP address internet voting, where you can only vote via one computer one time. Okay? You could sit there and text message one phone number IP per phone. Very scientific for who's watching those shows compared to these old-fashioned polls they claim are scientific. And Ron Paul won every one of those. There have been more than 10 except one. When it closed with 35,000-plus votes, he was number one. But then they said, oh, after it closed, Mitt Romney won. Ron Paul lost by a few points, second place. Now he raises $4.2 million in one day, breaking all-time any pre-nomination record. It is the all-time record. He does. Now he's showing up, you know, 9 points, even in skewed polls in New Hampshire and Iowa and places. He's coming in second, third, fourth, and fifth, depending on the straw poll, all over the country. This is happening everywhere. Exit pollers are showing at straw polls that there is cheating going on. This is all happening. They've had private companies come in. Three of the four have former CIA and NSA directors running them. Their own engineers quit and say, I was hired to design these machines for fraud. It doesn't make the national news. And they put them in over 35-plus percent of the country. They're taking over at every level, saying free speech needs to be restricted. It's all happening. We rescheduled Norman Baker because of time zone conflictions. He'll be back on either later this week or next week. We're rescheduling him right now. We're going to have open phones in the next hour, in the third hour. That's good, too, because I want to have open phones. And just in closing for this hour, before I come back and cover all this other news, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is out, ladies and gentlemen. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is out. You can buy it on DVD at Infowars.com and get it discounted with the late, great USA. We've got that back in stock. Or any of the other great books and videos we carry, big discounts at Infowars.com, or do this today. We're trying to drop it to number one on Amazon. We have links on Prison Planet and Infowars.com. Link through to Amazon.com, get it discounted for $14. We're trying to drop it to number one because that's the main thing, that the main indicator, indices of data that the bookstores and video stores use for stocking it. There are a couple copies in stores nationwide and in Canada today. In a few weeks, it'll be in stores in England. And it is Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But they watch that Amazon number, and then they reorder off of that. They also reorder off of sales. Go in there and buy them off the shelves, ladies and gentlemen. This is about the info war. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement now, ladies and gentlemen. Take action. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.